Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Behold in His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, I hope you really enjoyed this teaching on how we should approach end-time prophecy. If you missed the teaching and would like to get the audio, all you have to do is just email me at charliegolf1, that's all one word, charliegolf1@outlook.com, and I will send it the audio right out to you. My friend, if we get the issue of truth wrong, then our doctrine will be wrong. And if we get our doctrine wrong, then all that we do for God will be wrong, no matter the apparent results. Often we think numbers of people equal God's will. The more people we have, the more God is happy with us. Well, my friend, that is absolutely incorrect. My friend, if the world, even the church world, now listen, is running after you, you can bet God is not. God is not trying to see how many people that you can gather or how much money you can raise. Oh no. God is, thinks that way, but my friend, God is not. God has one thing in mind. Not to make us rich or famous or popular or handsome or even beautiful. Oh no. God has one intention in His heart, and that is to conform us into the image, the icon and character of His precious Son, Jesus Christ. That's the main goal in our life from God's perspective. I have a question here. What if, or is it entirely possible that today's church is headed down the same path as the Pharisees, being blinded by traditions and then having a hard heart? Now there are always exceptions in God. Remember that, always exceptions. But my friend, they are few and definitely far and few in between. The masses of denominational churches and pushing their agenda and not God's agenda. I have seen them my entire life. And now this same spirit of Antichrist is what you see in churches and what you hear in churches, which seems to be on every corner of the street. There's a great danger found in having a hardened heart, my friend, that expectation of end-time prophecy. But what if prophecy unfolds in a way that is contrary to typical interpretation? Wow. In other words, what if the experts are wrong? If I stick to my interpretations instead of waiting to see what God's Word unfolds, I could actually refuse to believe what is unfolding is actually of God. Again, this is exactly what the Pharisees did and what the disciples initially did, but thankfully they were eventually willing to open up their heart and see the truth. Oh, what if the enemy, here's another thought, what if the enemy, that be Satan or man, orchestrates events that seems to fulfill our expectations, that we will walk right along with the deception because it agrees with our taught prophecy chart in the way that we think. The point is, if we do not allow God to fulfill His word, His way, and His time, we're going to be left to our own religious bias, to our pride and our limited understanding. My friend, now please pay close attention here and open up your spirit and allow these words to sink deep down into your spirit before it is too late. Now listen closely. If end time apostasy is going to be able to deceive as it will, it must look like an end time revival. Let me say that again. If end time apostasy is going to be able to deceive many Christians, and it will, it must look like an end time revival. Paul tells, and he talks about a great falling away in 2 Thessalonians 2:2. So Paul writes here, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." my friend, just look around our community. Look around your town and your cities. Christians and some believers I know are just falling for this lie and for that lie. They're falling for this liar on YouTube, and they're falling for this liar on Christian TV. They are falling away, not from the church, but they are falling away from the truth. Falling away from the truth of Christ and the Word of God. Again, not from the church. Oh no, the churches are filled to the brim on every Sunday morning, but the people have no life within them. They are filled with the world and its ways. There's no preaching, and no preaching of what Christ did on the cross and God's dealing and judgments in our life. Music has replaced teaching. The worldly music that sounds and looks like a worldly rock and roll band on drugs. And worse, praise and worship teams. And by the way, that term praise and worship is not a term in the Bible. But these praise and worship teams are bumping and grinding to the so-called Christian music, acting like they are in some strip club on stage. I can name three such churches in the Jacksonville, North Carolina area where the singers wear tight-fitting clothing, showing off their form as they spin and they jump in the air. No, my friend, this is not of God. This is ungodly. But the people, the so-called Christians, they love it. They love it, and they jump right along with them, and they jump up in the air as they shake their fists. Wow. These so-called Christians are falling away. They're deceived from the truth of the standards and the morality and the modesty of God. And for it to look like an end-time revival, it will need to look like end-time prophecy has been fulfilled, not according to the mind and purposes of God and His Word, oh no, but along the lines of prophecy according to the minds of men. Final question on this matter, my friend, of the end time prophecy is, once we realize that we will understand the meaning of future events only as it unfolds, again, only as it unfolds, we must then ask, how can we be sure of our understanding even at that point of unfolding? Our discernment of the fulfillment of prophecy will only be as good as our discernment of Christ Himself. Let me say that again. The fulfillment of prophecy will only be as good as our discernment of Christ Himself. Indeed, if we have come to know Christ and trust in Him, we will even be at rest if we cannot understand what will happen in the future. Wow, that's a critical point. Because our faith will fill in that void. Our faith will fill in that void. Amen? And next week, I would like to start a new series to help us with our faith. And that new series will be Faith Solely in Christ. Faith Solely in Christ. My friend, if your faith is not solely in Christ, then you are lost. If your faith is in anything else, if it's in my church, my denomination, or my parents, you know, there's no family plan in heaven, my friends. Our faith to be saved must solely be in Christ. Because remember, without faith, Hebrews 11:6, we cannot please God. Amen? This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have enjoyed this teaching, this deep teaching, and it's just been a blessing just putting these together, and just open up your spirit at these times, and just allow the Holy Spirit just to speak the truth of the Word of God to you. And again, my friend, if your faith is not solely in Christ, then I have to tell you, you're not saved. You are not a Christian. You can call yourself a Christian, you can act like a Christian, but if your faith is not solely in Christ, then you are not saved. Again, this is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Looking for you to tune in next week. Hope you have a great week. God bless. And I will have more next week. God bless.